right, 10 minutes now before 9 o'clock here on WPHM. The Port Huron Museum went before the Port Huron City Council last night, specifically the director of the museum, Susan Bennett, who's with us right now. Susan, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for squeezing me in. A very busy Tuesday.
Well, it is a busy Tuesday, but we wanted to talk about the Carnegie Center, which is, that building is historic and pretty important to Port Huron, isn't it?
It is pretty important to Port Huron. It's actually 112 years old, and the reason we went before the city council last night was to encourage them to repair the building that they own so that we could really move forward and be viable. And in the past, we had heard it was going to cost $750,000, and these repairs have been needed for well over a decade. And the bids came in, and it's still a tremendous amount of money at $387,000, but at the same time, far less than what they thought it was going to be back in the day. So these repairs are important. I mean, one is electrical, and we still have old knob and tube, which was actually outlawed in the 30s. That would be our, and then our HVAC system. Right now, we have 3 out of 8 compressors that work, and as well as some other improvements,
yeah,
that need to be,
and
the
like
roof
that.
The roof, yeah, was the big one, yes, yeah. And we proudly showed our favorite buckets to the city council last night because they're permanently in place,
yeah.
And you know, all of those things combined were a safety issue as well. So we were very grateful with the help of Mr. Freed and the unanimous support of the council that indeed that will be fixed. And the other side of that is we're investigating what we can do on the interior to continue to make the building viable and valuable.
Right. And you didn't have a lot of other options here. I mean, you can't tear it down. There's not a lot of other uses for a building like that.
There really isn't. And you know, when Mr. Freed first came to town, he was a little skeptical about the whole thing and thinking that, you know, we really don't need this building, da-da-da-da-da. Well, then he came in, and then he saw it and said, oh, no, this is a community jewel, which we kind of snickered and knew. From that point on, we were trying to figure out a way to make it viable and save it. And all for years, it's actually been for sale. And there have been some people come through and look at it for other uses. But it is kind of a big old girl. And with those things in disrepair, it really had no value to anybody as anything. And quite frankly, it as a library turned into a museum, I think that's really its ultimate end use.
Yeah.
You could partition it off, you could do all these things, but, you know, rerunning the plumbing, it would just be a nightmare to try to turn it into, for instance, multiple living spaces. So this is the best possible outcome. We had tremendous support from our trustees, our staff was there, friends of the museum were there, and I think the city council saw the value, and I'm very, very grateful for the help. And again, Mr. Freed walked us through the whole thing, and he was up on the roof as recently as yesterday to take a look. And it's a very exciting time for us. It really is.
In the meantime, it has really sort of slowed down what the museum has been able to do as far as exhibits and things like that.
It has, because it's been in the works a long time. You know, we started to see contractors back in October. So, and by the time the bid packages went out and everything was vetted and such, and some things needed to be taken care of first, that's as long as it's taken. So, we're now on track, and we'll be proud to open a new exhibit in the fall, and lots of other good things happening. We've waited a long time for this. Part of it, I think, too, Paul, is that the museums has really struggled over the last few years. You know, what do we want to be? What do people want to see? What will the community support? And we've got some pretty good ideas of what the answers to those questions are. And when we can get everything moving in the same direction, which we think we have, it's going to work out just fine, and we will continue to be the jewel.
There's a lot of history wrapped up in this community and a lot of appreciation for that history, too.
Well, in fact, when the first talk came about tearing down the Carnegie, there was a huge public outcry. And from the business standpoint, I can proudly say that through the work of many people, we're stable as an institution. You know, we paid off all our debt a couple years ago, and we are debt-free, and we tend to remain that way. As a nonprofit, we can't make any money, but it sure is nice to see $200 on the balance sheet at the end of a year. And don't forget, the Carnegie Center is more than just the building. I mean, that's the headquarters, that's the year-round business, where the other three sites, the Lightship, the Depot, and the Light Station, owned by County Parks, those are all seasonal businesses. We're the ones that are there 52 weeks a year. And when people come to town, especially visitors in the summer, they want to know what made Port Huron. Why is Port Huron the way it is? And that's something we want to address. And we weren't going to put a lot of money, time, and effort into a wonderful historic Port Huron display and have water ruin it. So everything has come together beautifully. I'm so proud, and the support has been outstanding, especially last night. And I thank everyone who was able to come and support the idea, and I thank City Council for recognizing what this is.
It gives you a real sense that you can move forward now.
It does. It does. This feels like a new year to me because it's been in the wraps and in the works for months. So this was very gratifying, and now the hard part starts, and we're going to...
Yeah, now you got to do the work.
Now we got to do the work.
And
we'll work around the contractors. And like I said, we're going to be ready to go in the fall.
Okay,
because we've got some interior things we want to do, and that will be our own fundraising efforts and such. But it's pretty exciting.
In the meantime, you do remain open, right? I mean, you don't have a big exhibit, but what goes on?
The Carnegie
there?
Is not open now.
Okay.
No, because everything we took down walls and we had to do investigatory stuff, and there are, you know, the ceiling panels are gone, so they could see where the HVAC was running and the electrical. So we haven't been open actually since August.
Okay.
We're still there every day. We've got groups like Blue Water Art that still meet there every week and those kind of things. But to let the general public wander through the main floor isn't a very good idea right now. There's just a lot of construction-type junk laying around. So I hope that will be taken care of in May. And Blue Water Art, speaking of, we'll have a show then. And the priority would be the main floor and getting the electrical running. And then we can close off small parts as we need to work within the contractor's schedule.
You expect a big exhibit in the fall?
A big exhibit in the fall. We're really excited about it. And hopefully in a whole new surrounding. So that's what we're up to.
Good luck.
Thank you very much. It's exciting. And I appreciate again your time for letting me help spread the word.
You bet.
Thanks
for coming in. Susan Bennett, the director of the Port Huron Museum, with us on 1380 WPHM. It is 8:57.